Nikhila, I would like to see a few things happen in 2022. And suppose if we could sum it up in a couple of words, it would be hope in unity. I'd like to see hope that we would have, first of all, our health would get back to some kind of normality. I think we've been badly hit with the virus, the coronavirus, affecting almost every family in Ireland at the present moment in time. And I think hopefully that would be one thing that I would like to see get back to some kind of normality.
And indeed, 2021 was a particularly tough year for the Inishowen Municipal District with the loss of Councillor Bernard McGuinness. And there was a number of things that he was progressing on. So no doubt you as fellow councillors will look after those going forward.
Yes, a very, very untimely death of Bernard. And he was known, as I said, not only throughout his native Inishowen and Donegal, but throughout the whole of Ireland. Commonly known as McGuinness, what's he still that up there, you know, and when I would be down and talking to councillors throughout Ireland. Bernard had a few projects that he wanted to see through, and we've got a commitment from our chief executive and from the other councillors in Inishowen that these projects would be looked after in 2022. That's the bridge over his walk bridge and the jetty. Two things that was close to his heart, two small things, but yet affected so many different people. And that's the way Bernard worked. He done an awful lot of small things for different people, and it made a huge difference to their lives. So if we can do something like that for Bernard, in which I'm very confident we will, that would leave a great legacy for Bernard.
And the fight, unfortunately, for MICA homeowners does continue. While 2021 was a momentous year in the 100% redress campaign, there is still work that needs to be done this year.
Yes, the MICA crowd, the MICA action group, I should say, have done Trojan work. They have done fantastic work, not only in 2021, but for years and years they have been working. And sometimes ploughing the lone furrow themselves. And I thought that they did an awful lot of work. It's the single biggest disaster in housing that Ireland has ever seen, and hopefully there will never be anything repeated like this ever again. But what we have to do now is we have to get a satisfactory resolution for those people. That is going to be a political decision held in Dublin, and I would ask our TDs and our ministers to go and tell and asked for the best possible out for these people, because it has. I only can imagine what it would be like living in a house that you don't know if it's going to fall down around you, or drafts blowing through it. Children are afraid to go to sleep at night. It's horrendous. It's difficult enough through the pandemic without living in these conditions. So I know Donegal County Council probably got gated a lot of times for not, but I mean, like, this decision is going to be taken in Dublin, and I for one have written to ministers, TDs, senators, informing them, asking and pleading them to make sure that the message is getting through to the proper ministers, where it's going to see if we can get a satisfactory resolution for the people. It is nothing short of what they deserve.
And also, as president of the AILG, every year I'm sure you have different priorities that you set out in terms of what will shape the political makeup of the country going forward.
Yes, I was delighted to be honoured with the presidency back at just the end of September of 2021. It's a year's term, and I'd like to see, during my term, we'll kind of pick out one or two items that we'd like to do. I'd like to see going forward that our councillors would be upskilled to the best of their ability so that they can serve their communities. And that means training for councillors. And we're very lucky over 2021 that we could do the online training. We have done training on housing, environment, transportation, planning, development plans, anything that has to do with councillors. And I believe in doing that we can attract more councillors, more politicians, and from a wider diversity of our community. Community leaders who think, oh God, I'm not going to be a councillor. That's the people that we want running for election. That's the people we want. People who are community leaders in their own communities to go forward for politics. And we've tried our best to make it more attractive for councillors. It's a very, very difficult job. It's very difficult to keep all the people happy all of the time. But I do believe that youth councillors, we'll go back to Bernard McGuinness, who's here 42 years in Donegal County Council, re-elected at every election. Bernard was doing something right. He had a great way with people. It's all about people. It's all about representing people to the best of your ability. And I would like to see a younger, more diverse councillors coming through in the years to come, along with maintaining the experience that we have. If that makes sense, you know, I think if there's a general turnover of councillors, you get fresh ideas coming in with the experience there, and I think that could augur well for good councillors.
And what would your final message be then to those within your constituency and indeed across Donegal for 2022?
Well, Michaela, I would love to see more employment coming to Donegal, and if the pandemic has taught us anything, it is that we can work from anywhere in Ireland. No longer do we have to sit in the queues going into Dublin, leaving their house at 6 o'clock in the morning. I do believe there is an opening for people to move away from cities and back into rural Ireland. The standard of living we have here, the amenities we have here, for children growing up, it's a great lifestyle. If you're in Donegal, and particularly where we are in Inishowen, we're 10 or 30 minutes from the fourth biggest city in Ireland, Derry City. So you can have a city life and you can have a rural life in Donegal. You can have your golf courses, you have your fishing rivers, you have the great amenities that we have in Donegal. And what we want to do, what I would like to see, is to attract our young people back to our county. We want to encourage apprenticeships. We have the technology here, and we want to attract entrepreneurs back, that we can actually get manufacturing back into Donegal. And it is possible. We have an awful lot of artisan foods that we could have added value added on for them. We have an awful lot of the infrastructure in Donegal, but we need now is a few entrepreneurs just to put it together, make it more easy for them. We have the local enterprise office that will encourage people, seek out grants for them, try to get them over the difficult hurdles. But I think that what we're trying to do is take our young people back into Donegal again, back to their families where they grew up, and make Donegal a better, safer and nicer place to live. I would just like to wish everybody a very, very happy and peaceful 2022.